the process.
This is the Greater Salt Lake Municipal Services District Board of Trustee meeting, November 9th, 2022, at 6 o'clock p.m.
That they would be following. And it said something about duplication or something. I'm like, what does that mean?
Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order.
We can talk after the meeting.
We'll call this meeting to order. Will those in the room please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Tabitha, were there any public comments that came in?
There were no public comments.
Can you turn the picture on to the council room there?
Oh, the light went off on the camera.
Here we are.
Oh. Boy, can we go by
them? They're working on it.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay, there you are.
On the screen. Yeah.
Okay, now the green light's back on. Okay, so I'm assuming there is no public comment this evening. Trustee Clayton, report on the audit committee, please.
Yeah, hello everybody. So we had the audit committee before the last meeting in October, and Mayor Bush and I went through everything, and it looked good to us. So we would. Kelly really ran through the ringer, as we expect. She always does, which is awesome. And we went through how each one of our administrative budgets are tracked through their own fund number. And if you're wanting to know what your fund number is, you can always reach out to Stuart and he'll let you know what that is. But we recommend that you guys accept the financials as presented through September 30th.
So moved.
I'll second.
I do have a question. Who got to drive the golf cart in Magna? That's what I want to know.
I don't know who drove it. It wasn't me.
Okay, just curious.
Okay, all in favor?
And there was more than one, I think.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, item five is approving the disbursements for the third quarter of 2022 and the financial statements for the period ending September 30th, which I think we just did that. We just need to take care of the disbursements for the third quarter. Is that correct? Yep. I'm getting several nods.
I couldn't hear you guys speaking just now.
I'm going to make him swallow it.
So,
close.
So we need to approve the disbursements for the third quarter financial statements. We did those. There's two items there. We need another motion to approve the third quarter disbursements.
I'll make a motion to approve the third quarter disbursements for 2022.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Is Shane Ellis with us, or Steve, are you handling? Oh, there's Shane.
I'm here.
So, this is a modification for Vicks Road.
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the Vicks Road contract expires at the end of this year, but because of the signature issues with UDOT and them not wanting MSB to sign for those, they didn't end up finalizing or signing that contract until the end of September, which made us kind of miss our construction window for this year. So I requested an extension till the end of next year for that contract. And they've given us that contract. It does have some kind of technical minor issues that Mark Anderson pointed out, as far as like spelling of the Municipal Services District and referring to Chair Smolka as Mayor Smolka, that kind of thing, that I have requested that they fix. But other than those issues, I would like to request the approval of that that Vicks Road UDOT grant contract. It's just basically an extension till the end of next year.
I make a motion that we approve the Vicks.
I'm sorry. Well, because we have to make potentially these tweaks, the motion, if possible.
I was going to do that with modification, so I'm finished with.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Sorry to cut you off. I just was going to try to catch you in case you weren't.
Yeah. I make a motion that we approve the contract with modifications required for the Vicks Road sidewalk project.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, moving along.
Seven.
Item seven, the CDBG grant agreement between the MSD and Salt Lake County for the 9130 West sidewalk. Stephen?
Can you hear me all right? Just confirm.
A little bit weak.
Is that better?
That's better. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is a request to approve a agreement. As stated, the grant amount is $296,238 with a MSD match of $32,915. And so that's a total estimated project cost of $329,153. This is included in the 2023 budget. Similarly, this has a few minor corrections identified by Mark Anderson. So it requests that a contingent approval upon those corrections.
I'll make a motion to approve a CDBG grant agreement with the corrections as approved by Mark Anderson between the MSD and Salt Lake County for the 9130 West sidewalk project in Magna Metro Township in the amount of $296,238.
I'll second that.
Okay, moved and seconded. Brian, that's already in our 2023
capital budget that the board approved.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the next one is also Stephen, the cooperative agreement for SR 48 and SR 209 sidewalk.
Thank you. Yes, so this one's a request for approval, cooperative agreement for SR 48 and SR 209. I would wanted to correct that in that the agreement will reflect an SR 209. UDOT has redesignated SR 48 in Copperton to SR 209. That was the previous project name, but they're the same location. The grant amount, as indicated, is $284,285.70 with a local agency match of $140,392.30. This project is included in the 2023 capital budget. A few minor modifications that are needed per Mark Anderson's review, so I request that this is approved contingent upon those modifications.
I'll make a motion to approve the cooperative agreement between the MSD and UDOT for the SR 48 and SR 209 sidewalk project in Copperton Metro Township, with the modifications approved by Mark Anderson of
$284,285.70. I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we'll move on to item number 9, an overview of the budget. Brian and Stuart.
Okay. Good evening, board. Today we're going to go over the 2022 budget amendments. Most of these amendments really just involved a lot of the CARES 2 and ARPA funds that are in expense for the year 2022, but now we're amending the budget so we can actually put them in your 22 budget. So we'll just briefly go through them. Brighton did not have any amendments for this year. Copperton had a small amendment for about $2,000 for some CARES 2 funds and expenses. Moving on to the Immigration Canyon. Immigration Canyon has CARES 2 and ARPA funds there. And I do want to make one correction on Immigration Canyon. There was a purchase of some AV equipment that is not reflected on here, but that will need to be updated, and I will send Mayor Smoka an updated budget amendment worksheet. All right, moving on to, White City here. White City, we're increasing the budget to take care of the CARES 2 expenses of about $15,000. With Kearns, there's a few things, quite a bit recurrence here, as you can see on the screen. And I've sent you guys all of individually these amendments in the email, so you should have already seen these for your own jurisdiction. So Kearns has some budget increases for ARPA funds, CARES 2, another increase for unrestricted, coming from the unrestricted fund balance, and another budget increase coming from the restricted fund balance. So these are the details of what that consists of. Moving on to the Magna, Metro Township, asking for a budget increase of $50,000 here to cover the CARES 2 and COVID expenses that have already been expensed. In addition, the Magna Pleasant Green Cemetery, the original budget was only $20,000, and currently we've spent about $59,000, so there will need to be a budget increase of about $50,000 to cover their additional administrative expenses. And also with the Magna Community that Cares, this is a separate fund that hadn't been set up initially. It's set up now, so this time next year we hopefully won't have to do a budget adjustment here. But essentially what we're doing with that one is asking for a budget increase to cover all the administrative expenses that they've needed throughout the year. And they've received the income, so this is coming from their own fund. It's just want to make sure that the budget reflects what the expenses were.
So do we need to approve that, or does that go to Magnus? Because that's their money, right?
If it's coming out of our budget too, right? Yes, we both.
Well, it's coming out of
all of the, they'll be approving it as well.
It'll be both. Okay.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, the Mount Magna Pleasant Green Cemetery, is that just a cost that they weren't expecting on? I'm just kind of curious.
Yes. When I asked about that, it's hard to project administrative costs for a cemetery because don't really know how many people will need it. So that's why there's more expenses there than I initially budgeted for.
Was there like an equivalent income and stuff?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, over the year they take in a lot more than they spend.
Oh, yeah. I just was wondering why we didn't show the income as well, change as well as the expense.
That's a good point. These budget increases are completely covered by the income that these individual entities brought in.
Yes, but usually, I guess in the past when we approve a change in the budget, it includes both the income and expense that go together. So it's not just the expense side. So I noticed we've done this a few times, so I'm now finally asking the question why we do that. Is there a reason why we don't include and approve the income side as well?
Really because the income is basically exactly what this is. So the income is coming from, for example, in the Magna Cemetery, it's coming from the cemetery. Let's say in, I'm just saying Immigration Canyon, it's coming from Immigration Canyon. So it's really kind of duplicated in a way, because it's absolutely coming from the same fund.
Okay. I think I grasped this, but we'll talk after. How's that?
Okay.
Can I add something to that, please? I believe, and I think Sean has a better handle on this, all these cemeteries are actually a separate fund, just like ARPA fund. They're not our regular MSD funds. They're set up.
That should be correct, Paulina.
So we wouldn't be making approvals of expenditures. Magna and Carpentin would be making those. This is just informational for us to take to our councils to make sure we've adjusted our budgets.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And also, in addition, Unincorporated did not have any budget amendments. In the email I sent to each metro township, I included the amount of ARPA funds that you have remaining and CARES 2 funds. Just want to, you know, reiterate that the ARPA funds have to be obligated or encumbered by December 31st, 2024, and then unless the federal government issues an extension. So what that means is essentially you have to like delegate what those expenses are going to be for. You can, the payment can come after, but it has to be basically, I guess, kind of decided by 2024. The CARES 2 funds do not have a spending deadline, so those are without a deadline. So as far as the ARPA funds, I mean, my suggestion would be just to spend those down now rather than waiting for 2024. But you know, it's up to you.
So Laurie, I don't know if you're talking necessarily about if you're just talking about in general why they with the budget amendments why they don't show, for example, like the CARES funds, the total amount of the money is, and then showing the expense coming from that. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I think my question was, I know there was like a kind of an approval of this, and I wondered if we need to approve because it's coming out of your own budgets, number one, or if we're approving it because it's specifically, you know, an amendment to the budget, the top one's amended, and the rest is for our information. It's kind of what I was gathering.
So we get two sheets. So this one, so I know one reason they, Marla started it and then Stuart has really, done it for me. I know for me at least he does this. When I show the budget amendments, so in that we have a regular budget that shows, right, what we all see as the mayors and council members and stuff that we see. And we have our budget on there and we have our expenses and we show the budget amendments and we all understand that, seeing this. And then we have this that is brought to our council members and also for the public, where the public doesn't necessarily, when they look at a budget, they don't necessarily, they'll see it and they don't necessarily understand all of this in and out of money. They'll see ARPA funds or a great example, we have get beer tax. Right, it says, that's what it says, is beer tax. And I, and you actually know this person, actually made a call to one of the council members and asked, why were we getting beer taxes? What was that for and what do we do with it? He actually assumed that we actually were getting taxes to purchase beer. Did not understand that. So that's when I went back and talked to Marla, this was 2 years ago, and said, I really need something that I can put out in like this exact form that I can put along with our regular budget, just the budget that we all see, but also with this so that it really explains each item very specifically what it's used for, and then they can reference back and forth to it. So it's just, this is very, it's I guess kind of more simplified, I guess.
No, that works.
People like me who needs it. And then also for people that they're understanding, but on the regular budget also it coincides right with it. So if you put them together, you're gonna see the same numbers. It's just, this is simplified. So on mine, it says, it says beer tax, whatever, but it will actually shows it through, that it's a, it goes right through. Before, though, we had to put it on a line item right next to it saying a pass-through. Before, people just did not understand that. So now doing it this way, they can see it's just a pass-through. We never touch it. And no, we don't use it to buy beer for a party for the council members.
It's a lot of beer. Wouldn't be enough anyway.
It is a lot of beer.
We buy liquor. We mix it in with
tea. But hey, you know. No, I appreciate that, because I know that the way you guys do your budgets and the financing of the metros is very different than our how we handle things from the county to the MSD as well. So I just wanted to kind of grasp that a little bit better. So thank you. I appreciate that explanation.
I think they more did it for me because I have to be a simpleton. And so I try to think that probably a lot of people are kind of, I like to think some people are, there are people like me that need it kind of to have two versions out there available. So they can, you know, read it.
To be fair, that's open, public, and transparent right there, so I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
Okay, Stuart, continue.
Well, that's all I have, unless you guys have any further questions.
I think I'm good.
Well, I don't see any other questions. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, which is also you, Stuart. Public hearing for December 14th.
Yes. So we'd like to schedule a public hearing for December 14th, which is our next board meeting date, to, I don't know the legal term.
Have you, I guess, approved the amendments that were...
Well, to hold a public hearing to discuss and allow public input.
Yes.
And then subsequent to that will be an agenda item for you to approve the amendments.
Does that need to be a motion, Mark?
It's probably a good idea to have this motion, yes.
I'm happy to move then that we set the date of December 14th for a public hearing to discuss the fiscal year 2022 budget, to get public input and amendments.
And we need a time certain. Could you include that in the motion?
And our time certain would be 6 o'clock. How's that? Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded to schedule a public hearing for December 14th at 6 o'clock. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. All right, Brian, General Manager's report.
Good evening, Board. So, just a few brief items that cover in Marla's absence. I wanted you to know that several of us at the MSD will be, today we attended at the Salt Lake County Emergency Coordination Center a training on WebEOC. It's their emergency management platform to communicate during events. And that tomorrow, most of the day, several of us, myself, Stuart, Mara Dean as public information, Tabitha, Trent, and also Kirk as our chief billing official, as well as Alex from GIS, will be participating in an all-day tabletop exercise at UFA Station 123 in Harriman. And we'll be utilizing or building upon the training we received today. This will involve multiple agencies, and we look forward to practice opportunity to exercise some of the things that we've been learning about. I also wanted to just remind everyone that Friday is Veterans Day and that the offices will be closed, and recognize the service of all the veterans that may be participating in the meeting tonight and everywhere. Also, I think Marla mentioned this in her last report to you, but just in case she didn't, the Thanksgiving luncheon for staff will be holding that on November 17th at noon. You all are welcome to come. We'll provide the napkins. I think you're providing all the food. I'm just kidding. But you are welcome to join that if your schedules allow that.
And then lastly, we'll be having a Christmas breakfast for our staff and any of the board that would like to come on the morning of December 21st. We'll have an exact time later on that, but if you want to save the date. And that's all I have. Thank you. Oh, I did want to say we have a new planner that started just the other day, Jeff Miller. Is that correct, Alice?
That is correct. Yeah,
and we're very glad to have him on board with us. He brings a lot of experience to our planning department. So we welcome him. And that's all I have.
Okay.
I want to know that I still don't have a kitchen that works, so I won't be able to bring any food for that.
You don't have to at all. I was just.
Hey, you're looking at me.
I figured you can cook.
Okay.
We will be providing the food, so no worries there.
Any other Metro Township or unincorporated or any other business to come before the board?
No, but just really quick, Trent, make contact with Larry Stringham. Just write that down. You talked to me the other day. Floating wall.
Oh, yes.
Floating wall.
Thanks, Trent.
Okay. Paulina, do you have something?
Yeah, I have a question. I got a very interesting... Hold on a second. Somebody's asking you what we want for dinner, so I have to put a check mark on the item.
No.
I got an interesting email from someone that lives near Bear Park. And, you know, it's the season where all the bathrooms are closed and locked up and winterized by Parks and Rec. But there was this very interesting question. Apparently, soccer people are still using the park, and they're requesting a porta potty for in the park. And I'm like, well, that's an environmental problem for an ongoing, and that needs to be permitted, like just like construction people. I'm like, why are we? I'd like to know from Parks and Rec, why are we allowing the parks to be used for winter activities when their bathrooms are quiet? Especially, you know, we go to the health department, they'll say, how many potties will you have for so many people? So if you could help us find an answer to that, because my take is to say no. And who's paying for it?
I'd be surprised that the Parks and Rec actually is allowing them to use the property. They may just be using it on their own.
Well, that's why I was...
Usually once they close the bathrooms, that's it. They don't do anymore. Because
well, that's what I thought.
Particular part.
So apparently Sparta is still using it.
Trustee Flynn, are you saying there a portable restroom structure has been set up there already, or they're just talking about
it? We just had somebody who's a volunteer caretaker said if they're going to keep using it, we need facilities, because otherwise they're tinkling on the back of his fence.
I don't think that they're supposed to be using it anymore.
Mm. Well, okay. I wanted some information from all of y'all to see if...
Hey, Paulina, I can actually ask Martin. I'll be seeing him tomorrow. So if you would like me to ask Martin on that, I will.
Yeah, I would like a statement from them as to if their group's using it, we need them shut down.
What days are they using it? Do you know?
That I don't know. I just got the email yesterday. It was a kind of a nondescript asking for a porta potty because these kids are out there using the back of his fence as a facility.
So, and it's Sparta that's using it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will let them know.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any future agenda items that need to come up? Okay. Anything on legal, I don't believe. Okay. So we should be ready to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I can go to sleep now.